When asked about U.S. involvement in Middle Eastern conflicts, Congressman Phil Gingrich said America can't sit on the sidelines.
We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. We have an obligation not just to protect our own people on our own shore, but every independent, liberty-loving individual across this globe.
But Atlanta attorney Art Gardner wants a more moderate approach.
Not every war is one that should be fought. And having the wisdom to know which is the one to fight and which is one to avoid calls for careful thought.
Whatever conflict the nation gets involved in, both Congressman Paul Brown and former Secretary of State Karen Handel said we need an exit strategy.
If we ever get involved in a conflict, we need to have that strategy where we can go, we can win the war, and come home immediately.
We need to, anytime we are going to engage around the world, we need to have a clear strategy. What is the end game? That's why when President Obama was articulating his so-called strategy to go in with military intervention in Syria, I spoke out and said, absolutely not.
But former Dollar General CEO David Perdue says the issue starts with America's economic policy.
If you want a strong foreign policy, you better have a strong military. If you want a strong military, you better stop borrowing 35 cents of every dollar you spend, and you better bloody well have the strongest economy in the world. We bankrupted the Soviet Union in the 1980s with the strength of our economy and the power of our ideas. And now we're doing the same thing to ourselves through our own foolishness.
Another businessman, Eugene Yu, used an analogy of giving out money in your community when you can't even pay your own mortgage.
We in trouble. We don't have money. We cannot spend money like we used to. So therefore, let us take care of us first. Then we worry about our neighborhood.
If the U.S. is involved in Middle Eastern conflict, Congressman Jack Kingston wants U.S. forces to be as strong as possible.
I don't want our soldiers, sailors, or airmen to ever have to fight a fair fight. I want them to be the best trained and the best equipped military that there is, and I want every conflict that we go into that the outcome is certain.
Minister Derek Grayson used the question to lash out against domestic surveillance and at Congressmen Kingston, Gingrich, and Brown.
Our foreign policy won't be much different than our domestic policy if we allow them to continue violating our Fourth Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, which have been under attack forever and a day.
The next debate will be on February 22nd in Gainesville. The state primary election is May 20th. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.